B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Update from the MBTA on the red line. The Encore Casino gets final approval and BET honors Mary J. Blige. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Chloe has a message for Tristan's ex, and Tristan's ex makes a shocking allegation of her own.
Leroy has your sports.
If someone mean mugs you today, don't worry. Chances are they're just a bitter Bruins fan.
But first, the MBTA wants you to know that schedule changes will impact riders for the rest of the week as they continue repairs from that train derailment near the JFK UMass station. Braintree branch riders, you'll continue to change trains at JFK UMass to continue on the red line, and service has resumed for Ashmont bound riders, but you should still expect 20-minute delays. And for all the up-to-date information, go to mbta.com. Well, Massachusetts gambling regulators have given Wynn Resorts the final approval to open the Encore Casino.
Oh boy.
The state's gaming commission authorized Wynn to conduct 3 trial gambling days next week.
Yep.
The Everett Resort officially opens on June 23rd.
Guess who's going to one of those 3 gambling days next week?
Oh, gee, I wonder.
Melissa's
I got
officially...
a special invitation.
Melissa's officially over game 7.
Listen, you got to move on, right? I was sad last night. I was sad coming into work this morning.
Then you're going to be sad and broke.
Yeah, right. But you got to, you know, look forward to something. And that Encore is calling my name.
Mary J. Blige is about to get a big award. BET announced that they're going to honor her with its 2019 Lifetime Achievement Award at the BET Awards. She's being honored for being a figure of inspiration, transformation, and empowerment, as well as one of the defining voices of the contemporary music era.
Oh, good for you.
It is good for her. She deserves it. BET Awards air live on June 23rd. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Someone better check on Diddy quick. A few hours ago, his ex of 10 years, Cassie, announced on Instagram she was expecting a baby girl with her new man, Alex Fine.
Wow.
So both Cassie and Alex put up Instagram posts 5 hours ago. Hers was a picture of the two of them with the caption, "Can't wait to meet our baby girl." Alex's was actually a lot cuter and sweeter. He put up 2 letters on Instagram. One to their daughter, promising to love her unconditionally forever. And one to Cassie, promising her he'll always be there for her and, quote, "can't wait to spend the rest of our lives together," which I'm thinking, maybe he also proposed, because in the picture he put up, you can see on Cassie's ring finger, there is a wedding band on it. So who knows? But regardless, they are definitely expecting a baby girl. Cassie and Alex started dating right after she and Diddy broke up about 8 months ago. Nicki Minaj came out of hiding yesterday for one word. So she's been MIA from the public and social media. People are thinking she's pregnant and she's hiding and hoping she's making new music at the same time. But one tweet yesterday got all the Barbs excited. All it was, Megatron in all caps.
Mm.
New album, new single, new fragrance.
No.
Who knows?
Optimus Prime's enemy.
Yes. There was no explanation, so we'll see what happens with that. And Khloe Kardashian felt the need to post what looked like an explanation or maybe an apology of sorts to Tristan Thompson's ex, Jordan Craig. Now, rewind back to when Khloe and Tristan started dating. You'll remember Tristan's ex, Jordan, was pregnant with his child at the time, but swore to Khloe up and down that they were broken up. According to Khloe, Tristan chose to go on a blind date with her, and after a few dates told her he had an ex that was pregnant. But before continuing with the relationship, Khloe said he showed her physical proof. She talked to his inner circle, his lawyers, even his mother, who all assured her they were over, ending with, quote, "this is my truth," and that she's sorry if she hurt anyone, specifically Jordan. Meanwhile, Tristan's ex, Jordan, revealed yesterday that she had complications with that pregnancy because of what were rumors at the time that Tristan was cheating on her. And it gets worse. In court documents from a deposition from Jordan's custody battle with Tristan, she revealed that he paid her $112,000 to not date other men while he was with Khloe.
What?
Although he's denying it, saying that the money was real, but all it was telling her, "if you're going to be out there dating, I don't want you bringing men around my child."
That he has no credibility.
Yeah,
anyway,
that was
so.
His explanation. Who knows?
Either way,
she's
getting paid, man. That's
right.
Nice.
The whole story is really sad and really crazy. All right, here we go. Here's Leroy.
I'm going to make this short and sweet, you know, because I know the city is broken right now, so I'm not going to do it to you, all right? The Sox, they beat the Rangers 4-3. Let's keep moving. Kyrie Irving is opting out of his Celtics contract, and he will become a free agent. Shame, shame, shame. Six suspects have been detained for the shooting of David Ortiz. Police are saying they were offered about $8,000 apiece to coordinate the hit on Ortiz. That's wild. It is crazy. I think we're going to find out some more crazy stuff. And like I said, I'm going to hurry up and get it over with because y'all are hurt. Then there's the Bruins. Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final, and they got dragged all over the ice. It was ugly, all right? The Blues won 4-1, They are the Stanley Cup champions. But I must say this. I think we all knew, well, I knew it was over when David Ortiz did not show up.
Really?
And there was no... Yeah, man, the energy was... I mean, all right, for me, I was amped up.
So you think Tuukka Rask was like,
stop it.
No David Ortiz video. How am I going to stop this puck?
You know what? You might have a point. Let me rephrase that. The team was cool. I think as a fan, it was just a huge letdown
right.
for no Ortiz at all.
Well, blame Melissa. She's the one who started that rumor.
No, she suggested it.
I threw it out there. Yep. It's funny because
It was a great suggestion.
The LA Times tweeted that it was happening.
Yeah, right.
Like an hour before
Melissa.
The game. Right.
Yeah, there were other people saying it's going to happen. Yeah. So, you know, my energy was
maybe
up.
Maybe something happened to the video. Maybe like someone deleted it by mistake or something.
Oh, my God. I forgot to record. You know, like when you think you're recording something and then you hit stop and it just records it starts recording. You got a second. That's what happened.
Well, listen, Bruins fans, keep your heads up. Don't mean mug too
Ortiz.
Much today. Rangers Sox tonight at 7:10 in game 6. The NBA Finals to get started at 9, and that's your sports.
All right, leaving you with some good news. All right, people, forget young love. Old love is where it's at. So during World War II, there was a young American soldier named K.T. Robbins.
Seriously?
Listen to me.
Dusty love.
You be quiet, especially since you're the one that loves the old people in the notebook. So you'll love this story.
Okay.
So American soldier named K.T. Robbins fell head over heels in love with an 18-year-old French girl named Janine when he was stationed in her small hometown. So 2 months later, he had to leave. So fast forward, he ended up getting married to Lillian, his wife of 70 years. She also got married, had 5 kids. But K.T. never forgot about Janine. And then while he was in France for the 75th anniversary of D-Day, he showed journalists he had a black and white photo of her that he carried with him all those years. So the journalists went out, they found Janine. She's 92.
Oh,
he's 97.
God.
And she was waiting for him.
Oh,
they're both now widowed. He got to tell her that he always loved her, never got her out of his heart. They spent a few hours together and promised that they would meet again.
Well, that's messed up.
It is.
It's bad to her. She had 5 kids with another man. He was married to another woman, and the whole time they were thinking about each other.
Yep. Listen, I promise you, there are a lot of people who are married who have one person like that in their life.
That is wrong.
That's your good news in this report made hot by Digital Federal Credit Union, DCU. Digital Federal Credit Union. What can DCU save you? Find out at DCU.org.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.